Now, we get the former British ambassador to Saudi Arabia says the kingdom is directly involved in funding extremism in Europe. William Pate accused the Saudis of funding and promoting the Salafist Wahhabi ideology, urging Britain to address the matter with Riyadh. Ideology has inspired Takfir terrorists across the globe, including Al-Qaeda and Daesh. Pate's revelations came a day after London said that it would not publish in full a report on extremist funding in the country, citing security reasons. Britain's opposition party said the government was trying to protect its ally Saudi Arabia by not fully publishing the report that was commissioned by former Premier David Cameron back in 2015. And joining us now out of Halifax for more on the story is Mr. Barry Grossman, international lawyer and activist. Hello, sir, and thanks for joining us on the program. Now, do Western leaders really want to fight terrorism or just play the part?
I mean, I think we've seen in recent years that there's actually a serious question about the extent to which terrorism is a genuine risk, certainly in the region, let alone in Europe and the rest of the Atlantic world. And there are also serious questions about the extent to which Atlantic world leaders, assuming there to be a genuine risk, are committed to fighting that risk as opposed to advancing their own geopolitical agenda. So that would be my answer to your question. I think we'd have to be very naive to imagine that the first priority, as we are told, by the way, on the part of the Atlantic world and its involvement in the region, is about fighting terrorism, when clearly it is not.
And even, isn't it also concerning Ambassador William Pate, former ambassador to Riyadh? This isn't just any ambassador. This is someone that was in the know, that was there in Riyadh, that probably had this information and sat on it for some time. Maybe he actually gave it to the right people, but it was probably brushed under the carpet, most likely, just like this this latest report, which almost shows like a collusion here to keep these things suppressed when it, you know, affects some kind of, I don't know, what does it affect? Why keep these things? Why even the one that's about the UK and extremism in the UK, why are we keeping these things suppressed from the people?
Well, I mean, first of all, let's look at what he's actually saying. And to be clear, of course, not only did Sir William have experience in Saudi Arabia, but he was also the British ambassador to Afghanistan and to several other countries in the region. He was, if you like, in the middle of all of the various things that have unfolded from Afghanistan to Saudi Arabia over the past 15 or 20 years. Now, the question is, what is he actually saying? He's not coming straight out and accusing Saudi Arabia of supporting terrorism. What he's saying is that Saudi Arabia is indirectly contributing to the promotion of a particular ideology, which he identifies as the, you know, the usual Islamic ideology associated with the KSA, and that by doing that is somehow supporting extremism in Europe. And I don't think, frankly speaking, as a Muslim, I don't think that that kind of position, that kind of dialogue is helpful. If he wants to speak about terrorism, let him speak about terrorism, but give evidence of it. If he wants to criticize Saudi Arabia, then let him criticize Saudi Arabia for good reason. But remember, this is the same Sir William who supported the sale of arms to Saudi Arabia, notwithstanding what Saudi Arabia was doing in the region, notwithstanding concerns about human rights abuses. He's the same Sir William who supported sales of arms to Saudi Arabia without restriction on the basis that it was unlikely anyway that there would be a revolution in Saudi Arabia or that the Arab Spring would spread to Saudi Arabia, and it was in fact undesirable to have any kind of revolutionary change. This is an individual who has repeatedly spoken out against any kind of revolutionary change. So we need to be clear about who Mr. William is. He's certainly no friend of Islam. He's no friend to Muslims, whatever variety of Muslims one cares to identify as. He's not a friend to the region. He certainly is somewhat more reasonable than a number of other people who speak on behalf of the UK or, for that matter, the United States. But he seems to be barking up the wrong tree, if you care to ask me. If he wants to associate Saudi Arabia with terrorism, then let him do so, having cited clear evidence of it, which he hasn't done. By taking this position, he is at once fueling the kind of Islamophobia that we all reject, And at the same time, sort of tarring Saudi Arabia with the same brush that the absurd system in the United States tarred Iran with in holding Iran financially liable for the events of 9/11 using the most absurd justification. So while I'm no great fan of the regime in power in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, this kind of rhetoric, I think, serves no particularly useful purpose. It's against Islam. It's certainly not in any way necessarily friendly to Iran. And frankly speaking, it serves no purpose. Of course, Saudi Arabia is going to support the particular ideology that it subscribes to the extent it can promote that ideology in Europe. And it does so, and throughout the rest of the world. What do we want to make of that? Well, there's not really much we can say about it. In the same way, nothing can be properly said about the way Iran and other very important countries in the region also have their foreign policies, also have their way of advancing their interests quite properly, quite lawfully throughout the region. So I don't think this is in any way helpful, and this seems to me to be designed really to fuel the kind of dissent that gives rise to the conflict between, on the one hand, for example, Saudi Arabia and its various client states, and Iran and the allies of Iran. And this is not helpful. And we need to remember that Sir William is a retired diplomat. He is now working in the world of think tanks and merchant banks. And
we're all out of time, Mr. Grossman. I want to thank you for joining us, sir. We're just short on time. Mr. Barry Grossman joining us there out of Halifax, international lawyer and activist. Thank you, sir.